Hi, this is Norm Augustinus. I'm sorry I missed your call. After tone, leave your name and number. I'll get back to you.
Hi, Norm. I'm sorry I missed you. I'm leaving you this message on your telephone answering machine. I hope you get this message. I call all the time, but you never call me back. Norm, I have an important story to tell. Here goes. When I was a teenager, my family took me to the annual wheelbarrow competition held annually in the small town that I live in. Every year, hundreds of people come to the wheelbarrow competition to see who can win the $250 grand prize money. My parents always drop my name into the wheelbarrow competition entry box. My mom and dad stand on the sidelines to watch the race. Every person drawn from the entry box gets paired with another person who also dropped their name into the entry box. When your names are called, everyone stands at the start line. On this particular wheelbarrow race, I was the wheelbarrow. My partner was a girl about 15 years old. Her job was to hold my legs up by clutching onto my ankles. My job was to use my arms as legs. Both people worked together to move the wheelbarrow to the finish line. Norm, when the gun was fired, the girl kept my legs from touching the ground, and I ran as fast as I could using my arms. Once or twice my partner pushed me a bit too fast, but somehow, I was able to keep up. Early on we had the lead. We were winning. Norm, at some point I felt a sharp jab to my genitals. Before I knew what was happening, my shorts, panties, and bra were torn off. Something that was at least 14 inches long had been shoved into my tight young vagina. At first it hurt, but then it felt good. I didn't want this moment to end. I wanted the wheelbarrow race to go on forever. Everyone heard my loud, eerie moans of pleasure. I was being banged out as I raced to the finish line. I was a virgin. My family was watching. It was so embarrassing. Norm, by the time I had made it to the finish line, I had come at least a dozen times. At the finish line, I collapsed. I was a naked, sweating, goose-pimpled, shaking mess. My nipples were extended and rock hard. At some point, I blacked out. When I woke up, a police officer informed me that I had been dicked by a master hypnotist. The master hypnotist was able to hypnotize everyone at the competition into believing he was a harmless 15-year-old girl. But in reality, he was a naked, hairy, 6-foot-5-inch tall, bald-headed hypnotist that possessed an enormous 14-inch long cock. When the hypnotic suggestion wore off, everyone at the wheelbarrow race competition saw the man extract his dick from my juicy pussy and run off. The wheelbarrow race competition judge took a photograph of the master hypnotist as he was yanking his huge dick out of my sweet fuckhole. I have an audio clip of the moment when my clothes were torn off and I was brutally humped. I'll play it now. That is the end of the audio clip. The judge framed the picture and gifted it to me. My father hung the framed photograph on the staircase wall at our house. My mom sewed my shorts, panties, and brassiere back together. They're hanging in my closet right now. Norm, I think my story could help your female listeners. I must go. You can call me Cum Panty. All my friends call me Cum Panty. Call me back when you can. Bye.
End of messages.
He wishes he could have killed his grandmother. His mother says everything he touches turns to shit. He's been to jail, spent 24 hours in a mental institution, and unsuccessfully tried to kill himself 3 times. And now, live via the internet, abso-fucking-lutin-free, Norm Augustinus.
Give me a couple seconds. So right now, Fuckstick, all across the United States, there are literally thousands of ports that freighters will come to. Freighters are out in the seas, battling the seas, and they drive to different ports throughout the United States to unload their cargo. I mean, they're out there. You know, Lake Superior is one of the deepest lakes. I think it's the second deepest lake in the world. They don't actually know how deep Lake Superior is. And the seas are unpredictable. It's like driving through a fucking parallel universe. It's like a tear opened up and the freighter went through something. That's how bad and unpredictable Lake Superior is. Damn it, I should have peed before I started this recording. No problem, I got a bucket right here. And my dick is already out. Excuse me. One minute, it's dead flat, and the next minute, you may be going to be dead in a few minutes. That's how Lake Superior is. And all these people and all these goddamn freighters across the U.S., coming to the U.S., battle this shit to get their freight to these ports. I mean, men say, let's take Lake Superior. Men are in this ship, hundreds of men in a giant freighter 200 feet long. They're in this ship, they're trying to beat off, they can't whack off because the ship is rocking up and down and to and fro. They can't eat because the ship's all over the place. They're all running to the fucking bow, the fucking aft. They're running all over the port, they're running up and down and back and forth and down to the keel and into the galley. They're doing all kinds of shit at rapid, incredible speeds to get their freight to these ports. And up and down, up and back and forth, running all over the fucking place, breaking their legs, fracturing their fucking ankles, fracturing their wrists, to get their freight, this particular freight, to the ports. You ever see these big fucking freighters? They got giant shipping containers. You know, they hold 28 tons of cargo in one shipping container. The fucking thing's made out of steel. They're huge. And they're transporting these things to these ports. At rapid, incredible, nutty speeds. And why are they doing that? Why are they going to get this shit there, fight all this stuff, endanger their lives? Fucking throttles full speed. I mean, they're shoveling coal like it's going on a fucking stile down in a goddamn keel. They're just shoveling and shoveling. Well, maybe they ain't shoveling. Maybe they're pumping diesel fuel. They're trying to get this ship to this place as fast as they can. Now, why are they doing that? I mean, why would they do that, Fuckstick? It's because of one particular piece of cargo, one particular piece of merchandise, and it never ends, the demand for this. It's fucking 7 days a week, 4 fucking weeks a month, month after month after month, 12 months, 24 months, 36 months, it never ends, the demand for this one goddamn product, and they gotta get to this port. I gotta get it to support. The captain's up there, the fucking handle's full speed all the way up, and it's full throttle all the way to get to this port with this shit. Storms, rain, sleet, snow. Get this fucking big shipping container to the port, let's say in Detroit. They're battling Lake Superior, it's nightmare, they can't make it. I mean, Edmund Fitzgerald, the ship went down. It was so unpredictable, so dangerous, the water. And what is this cargo they gotta get someplace? Why are they full speed ahead? Why are men not able to beat off in the ships when they thought they could? They're falling out of their bunks. Why are they not able to eat when they thought they could? Because their fucking plates on the ceiling, their forks, fucking who knows, down the hallway, they're trying to eat. Because these ships are traveling at such incredible speeds. Sometimes I can't get enough air. I keep speaking. I forget to breathe. Once or twice I've passed out doing these recordings. I woke up hours later naked with my dick laying on the fucking floor next, and it's connected to my body. I had passed out trying to do this recording because I sometimes forget to breathe. These fucking ships are going at such incredible rates to get these shipping containers to the ports and get the shipping containers unloaded. Now, what is inside these shipping containers? Well, I'll tell you. I mean, that's what I'm trying to do now. What's inside these giant shipping containers made out of steel, 26, 36 tons of cargo, is hundreds upon thousands of fucking 55-gallon barrels. Now, they ship it in wood in these oak barrels. 55-gallon barrels, hundreds of thousands of barrels of vaginal shrinking cream. I'm not shitting you, man. I mean, it's fucking vaginal shrinking cream. It's to shrink some big pussy down so it's fucking almost acceptable. It shrinks their cunt hole down, man. It's pussy shrinking cream, fuckstick. They're going full speed ahead, man. Nobody knows what's going on. They're blinded by the speed, the storms, the rain, the up and down. The ship could split in fucking half, but they got to get the vaginal shrinking cream, the pussy shrinking cream, to the ports in America. From the West Coast to the East Coast, the North to the South, they're trying to get these fucking crates unloaded. These fucking big freighters, these big shipping containers that are on freighters, they get them there, they unload them on all these fucking giant cranes and cables, and then they're unloaded and shipped to different departments, different places, which now repackages the 55-gallon oak barrel of pussy shrinking cream into smaller, more acceptable bottles. Why is this going on? Why is it happening at such a rate? Why is it so worrisome for the sailors, for the men that are on these ships? Their health is endangered, their families worry, because chicks in America have enormous fucking fuck holes. The goddamn hole is so stretched out, and they know they can't get a dude with a big fucking stretched out pussy hole. She wants dick. You ever try to, imagine this. You got a big vat. You know what a fucking, a big vat, a big container, something you'd use on Halloween when you're bobbing for apples. Some big round stainless steel bucket or something giant filled with water. Now let's take out the water. Let's forget the apples. It's not Halloween. And now we fill it with fucking boneless chicken breasts. We just fill a fucking thing to the top with boneless slippery chicken breasts. Right to the top. Now you got your big dick going. You got your big boner out, your big pud, your fuck stick. And you try to go down and lay down on that fucking thing that was this Halloween bobbing for apples container. And you try to fuck that with your big heart on. You try to fuck that and you see where you get. You can't get anywhere because your dick can't get off. It's too slippery. It's too goddamn wet. It's too big. There's nothing compacting down onto your cock to get you off. That's what it's like trying to fuck an American woman today. Every goddamn wanton whore with a stretched out cunt is trying to fuck you up, trying to screw with your mind by ordering vaginal shrinking cream. She wants dick. The minute she's got her name on your deed, the minute she gets you married to her and you start paying all her fucking bills and working on all her goddamn legal issues, which are thousands, and they never stop. The minute she's got that, she doesn't care anymore. All she cares is that she fucked you, she screwed you with her vaginal shrinking cream until you thought she was the best fuck in the world. Boy, it's like having a virgin every goddamn night. Then she ain't buying vaginal shrinking cream anymore. She owns everything. You're fucked up mentally. She's gotten your head. You go to work every goddamn day, 8, 10, 12 hours a day to give her fucking money, and that's all you do day after day after day. You tell me, fuckstick, why there's not more beheadings in this country. Why the fuck aren't they finding more American women heads with her HD makeup on and her HD lipstick on and their fucking wrinkle tightening cream? Why don't they find more fucking females' heads in this country? I'll never know why. How'd her head get lopped off? He couldn't take it anymore, man. He fucking was breaking up. He was coming apart. It's like a fucking rocket that can't take it. It just comes apart, disintegrates midair. Man, he couldn't take it anymore, motherfucker. She wants dick. He just couldn't take it anymore. Fucking A, man. Vaginal shrinking cream. 98% of women in America have been fucking since they were 12 years old. What do you think that fucking hole's gonna do? It ain't tight anymore. The idea of a tight cut in America is a goddamn absolute falsehood. It's not possible. It's like finding the Ark of the Covenant. You actually found the real thing. It's not possible. There is no fucking tight pussy anymore. And if there is a tight pussy, you're going to jail. There's no more tight pussy. These bitches are on every fucking Japanese outlet, every Chinese fucking retail outlet online, trying to find buckets and buckets and buckets of vaginal shrinking cream to shrink that pussy down. Before you come over, she's got a big wooden goddamn spoon out, like something to mix stew up. You got your stew fixings, you got your beef cubes or whatever you're putting in the goddamn thing, your beans, your spices. Before you come over, fuckstick, she's mixing up a batch of that shit, and she's gobbing it under her pussy, and she's timing it right out just like the directions see in a container. Leave pussy shrinking cream submerged in the cunt around cunt lips for approximately 90 minutes. It will last, the effect will last approximately 1 hour and 20 minutes. That's all they fucking need. Most men come in 5 or 10 minutes. That's all. Mommy, I'm coming. That's all they need. She's in there mixing up a batch, taking a big handful, and slopping it between her goddamn legs to fuck with you. I'm here to tell you, don't fall for that shit. I mean, it's insanity. Everything a woman wants endangers a man in every way. Everything a woman wants endangers every fucking animal on this planet, every fucking man on this planet, because motherfuck, they want it. They're gonna get it. They'll wipe everything the fuck out. Whatever they make pussy shrinking cream out of, whatever animal's being made to make pussy shrinking cream out of, it'll be extinct in 18 months. They don't give a fuck. Look at my pussy. Here it is. I mean, think of this. Think of what I'm going to tell you now. Can you imagine in your wildest dreams, the chick will dye or bleach her asshole pink because somehow in her mind, she knows she's going to get someone to eat her asshole out or fuck her asshole. She thinks this. This is what you want to go out with? This is what you want to date? I'm going out there. If you see a chick with a bleached pink asshole, man, you're in trouble, man. And you get your fucking Glock and you fucking gun butt her repeatedly till she's unconscious and you get the fuck out of there. You're in danger. You think it's so cute? Wow, her asshole's bleached. That means she's had a lot of dick in her asshole. I don't want to see a bleached asshole. I had that happen one fucking time. And I remember I threw her out the passenger side window of my fucking car. I was in a minivan at that time. Honest to God, I was transporting stuff. Can't talk about what I was transporting. I threw her the fuck out the window. All she did was sit up on the seat, pull her pants down and aim her asshole and her shithole at me while I was driving the car thinking that I was going to go for that. What you just showed me was you've had a lot of dick and a lot of eyeballs aimed at your asshole. And out the fucking window she went. You know, she rolled maybe 75 feet. They just roll. It's like fucking something from the Flying Luenda, some big circus act a million years ago. It's like that. She just kept rolling 75 fucking feet. Eventually, her stiff legs in a pothole, I think, like that pothole, some hole in the road. And when it did, it stood her upright. And then she shot out of that like a fucking something out of a dart gun into the air and into the woods on the side of the road. I don't know where she went. They got a pink asshole, you get out of there. It means they're experienced. They're way out of your league. You're in fucking deep water. You're in trouble, man. I don't want a pink asshole. It means everybody and her brother's been down there. She can't love you. She can never love you. Chicks can't love anyone, understand it always. No, that's not the voice of pessimism. That's not the voice of some internal hate that I can't manifest or get out of me. It's nothing like that. It's the voice of experience. If I see bear traps in the fucking woods when I'm out in the woods, which is all the time, if I see giant tooth fucking bear traps with sharp teeth on them, I'm not going to deliberately walk into the trap, am I? No. I'm going to walk around it. And that's all I'm asking you to do. When you encounter some bitch and you go into her bathroom and you're going to go in there, you got to go number one or number two or some shit like that. And you see fucking buckets, plastic buckets of vaginal shrinking cream. You're a rube. You're being manipulated. You're being conned. You're a mark, motherfucker. All you are basically to her is some trick that's going to pay her goddamn bills and feed her for the next 30 fucking years. I'm not doing that for nobody. And you shouldn't do that for nobody either. You have to be wary. You have to be on guard. Not only know all this shit, How do I know this? I recently met with a friend of mine, honest to God, way up here in the UP. We've got some locks up here, the Sioux locks, and he works a freighter. And he called me up and said, Norm, you want to meet for lunch? I'm going to be up here for 2 days, only the ship's got a problem. It's a big freighter. And he divulged to me this fucking information that at least 5 of those fucking shipping containers, every time they take a trip, which is 2 and 3 times, he doesn't get home for 6 months at a time, he said, is filled with pussy shrinking cream. Shrinking. I mean, it's the very word itself says shrinking. It's shrinking cream. Gonna shrink the pussy. Why do you need to shrink the pussy if it's just you? It's not just her. Why do you need to shrink the cunt? Because she knows she's gonna be with some dude and he thinks he's got this tight virgin and she gives him a load of shit. Well, she's only had one boyfriend or no boyfriends or something like that. Even she hasn't fucked anybody. She ripped her hymen in some sporting event when she was doing a pole vaulting or some bullshit like that. She tells you that. Shrinking cream. She wants to screw you with the shrinking cream. You're so tight. What kind of language would you use? What kind of voice would you use? Oh, you're so tight. I like this. Yeah. You are something else. You are one of a kind. Yeah. What a tight goddamn fuckhole. Oh, I just want to sink my fucking scud into your tight cunt hole. Oh, I never found anybody like you, man, motherfucker. That's what they're hoping that you might say. But there are telltale signs, and my friend who came into the fucking Sioux Locks told me the telltale signs. He said if you get close enough to the pussy shrinking cream, there is a slight odor of mint. Honest to God, of some kind of mint. But he said you got to be close enough, and you will smell the mint. He said the men always joke about it on the ship when they're in a lunchroom. He said they eat really well, by the way. The dinners and everything, super on the freighters. He said if you get close enough to the cunt, you'll smell something that smells like mint. And he said, that's fucking pussy shrinking cream working on her cunt to fool you because you're going to blow your load in 5 to 10 minutes. Now, what you need to do is fucking fuck longer like I can. I can fuck way longer because my dick is 15.5 pounds and the circulation of blood is not as much as your tiny dinky dick. You got this little fucking piano wire dick. I got a fucking big 15.5 pounder. The blood flows slower and I can go longer. What happens when you go longer? I can go fucking 2 hours. I've gone 3 hours when a woman's gone unconscious. I fucked a fucking woman, honest to God, one time. I heard every bone in her fucking body crack. And I think I broke 23 of her fucking bones because I just kept fucking and her head kept hitting a headboard while I kept fucking and she was damn near dead. Now, if you can go that long, what will happen? Well, the pussy shrinking cream will wear off. It ain't gonna shrink no more, pussy. It's gone. There's so much floppy fucking loose skin between those legs. Big fucking flaps of stretched out muscles. Atrophied shit all in there from the pounding she's taken for all these years. Eventually, the shrinking cream just gasses out. It's like, oh, fuck, I can't keep this big cunt tight anymore. Fucking, I can't shrink it anymore. I can't hold it. It's like Steve Austin. She's breaking up, and then that's it. No more communication with a cunt and a shrinking cream, and that fucking cunt just goes, boof, just falls apart, and it's like you're fucking 10, 15 pounds of hamburger. What happened, bitch? You got really fucking big, man. The luster's gone. The thrill is gone. The spark I had for you in my eye is fucking gone, you big, smelly, stretched-out cow, and you throw her the fuck out. Get out of here. Maybe you give her a bag of Fritos while she's on the road when you throw her out. A bag of fucking Fritos, a fucking six-pack of Oreos you got at a Walmart. Some shit like that, some pork rinds. Get out, you loose pucky pussy hold. You tricked me, didn't you? Well, I figured out the secret. And where did you figure out the secret? Well, Norm Augustinus. NormAugustinus.com. That's how you figured out the secret. Because once you know the secret, you're in control of every moment of your life. And that's what I am, and that's what you're going to be. You're down there, you're smelling mint, you know, you've been fucked. And what do, motherfucker? You do what Jake LaMotta showed me, one of the toughest motherfucking middleweight champion boxers in the U.S. ever. I mean, you do what he showed me. He had a chick over there named Vicky. I lived in New York City. He used to go to his house all the time. He liked me. He thought I was funny and shit. We had a good relationship. He's dead now.
He told me about the fucking LaMotta lunge. And the LaMotta lunge was a way you could put your fist a half inch from her forehead, a bitch's forehead, and just give the smallest amount of pressure, just like, and they drop like a fucking, like the Spock hold or some shit like that. He showed me it on a chick named Vicky. She fell the fuck over on a glass coffee table. She flopping the fuck all over. She had a sanitary napkin belt on. Her fucking house dress came up. She looked stupid, but he knocked her unconscious. I mean, I've never seen any bitch ever wear a sanitary napkin belt. That's from the old days. A fucking feminine towel or something they call it. It's a big belt, hold a fucking towel between her legs while she's bleeding the fuck all over the place, demanding everything. I mean, honestly, who can demand anything when they've got fistfuls of fucking blood dripping from their cunt that smells like something from hell in this horrible mess? How could she demand any fucking thing? You give her a figurine fucking candy bar for her weight. They used to sell those. And you fucking drag her by her hair out into the other room or something like that on top of a fucking sheet of plastic. But you don't fucking demand shit when you're on your rag. He showed me that LaMotta lunge. Listen, it was all I ever heard was this. That was about it. Hear that? That was about it. And they're gone. You give her the LaMotta lunge when you've been fucked, when you smell mint. And you're down to that cunt and you think, oh my God. Look at that pussy. It's so tight. Yeah, she's like she's fucking 11 years old. My dick. Until you smell that mint. What the flying fuck? You screwed me, ain't you? You screwed me. That's pussy shrinking cream I smell in your cunt. Your fucking cunt is as big as a full roll of fucking paper towels you use in the kitchen. You ugly goddamn whore. I'll either split your skull or give you the LaMotta lunge. You tell me what you want and I'm fucking peeling out of here. Fucking kids in the back room. She got five kids you didn't even know about. All her bicycles she's hid behind the fucking house. It's a rental. You've been screwed in every way. The poor abandoned girl. It's a big screw job. I mean, imagine those men. He fucking told me this. We ate at a hamburger place up there to Sioux Locks, and he was telling me this story. And I said, are you shitting me? That much vaginal shrinking cream is sent to America? Now, you know something? They don't need it in China. They don't need it in Japan. They got actual tight fucking holes. But in America, where everything is for fucking sale, where a bitch will sell your soul for a nickel, they need it in goddamn America for the mirage that we live day in and day out. I know a fucking tight pussy when I see one. I know a scam when I see one. I've thrown more bitches out of car windows, honest to God. I've thrown them the fuck out. I don't even know if I should tell you this, but years ago, I had a car with a sunroof, and you could remove the plastic, the actual sunroof, you could unclip it and take it off, and you had a hole in your roof of your car. It was like supposed to be classy or some shit like that. One time, I got in an argument with a bitch in the car. I don't know what I wasn't supplying her with. I don't know what I wasn't giving her. I don't know what it was and I wasn't doing. She started fucking kind of taking me on in the car, and I remember getting my hand under her asshole, somewhere between her fucking cunt and her shithole, her brown eye, her stink star, and I remember gripping her there. It was incredible because I was very strong then, and there was no seatbelt. She weren't wearing seatbelts at all, and I gripped her like a six-pack. You may have heard that shit. I might have invented that. I don't know. I gripped her like a six-pack, like you were carrying it out of a store or some shit like that, and I ejected her right out the goddamn sunroof of the car. I don't know where she landed. I found a tooth that was stuck. You know where the trunk is? And there's a seam around the trunk. I found a fucking tooth in the seam of the trunk where her mouth must have hit. As she was still telling me off while she was being ejected from the car, I don't know where she went to, I did see something rocketing to the left side of my car, like a fucking torpedo that hit the ground and bounced off. That's what it looked like when they do that to you, when they trick you. I can't be tricked. I was so grateful to this fucker that I brought him a half a brick of weed, and I get shitloads of bricks of weed. I have 5 bricks. I'm not shitting you, not low-grade shit, not seeds and buds, not garbage like that. I got fucking 5 high-grade bricks of Pinconning Paralyzer, 97% THC, and I gave him a half a brick of this shit. I brought it with me for the ride. I didn't want to be fucking weedless. I brought it there. I thought we'd sit somewhere, we'd smoke a shitload of fucking shit. And not when you say smoke a bowl, I don't smoke a bowl. I smoke a bowl, but I've literally attached a wooden cereal bowl to a pipe that I made. When I smoke a fucking bowl, it's a bowl. I mean, it's not some little tiny thing your thumb can fit into. I smoke a fucking bowl with little pinholes I put into it, and I charred the wood so it wouldn't catch on fire, and I smoke out of that bowl. Now, that's smoking a bowl with this weed. And we talked about this, and I said, are you kidding me? Vaginal shrinking cream? I said, I talk about it, but I've never heard anything like that. He said, let me tell you something, Norm. Honest to God truth. He said, we come through the Lake Superior. There's the route we follow down Lake Superior to get to the fucking docks down here in Michigan. And he said that he's had instances many times, at least, what did he say, 5 or 6 times, where people on the ship, on the freighter, thought they were going to die. Now, they thought they were going to die getting pussy shrinking cream to some slut in America who can't add 2 plus 2. All she does is fucking pose and tell you she's in marketing. Nobody knows what the fuck they do. And he said that they thought this over, and it seemed like a tragic thing. They got a family at home and stuff like that, and they could die with 28 tons of fucking vaginal shrinking cream and fucking 55-gallon oak barrels. I mean, think of the sensibility of that. It's nuts, isn't it? Fucking get off that freighter. If I pulled into the docks or some bitch standing there, I dropped the 55-gallon fucking barrel of shrinking cream, the pussy shrinking cream, on her goddamn head with one of the fucking hilos, one of the goddamn cranes with a big hook on it. I dropped that on her fucking head, shrink her to nothing. Shrink this bitch. That's what I would say as it was hitting her. Can you imagine that? Your neighbor, wherever you live, she's got a fucking drum of vaginal shrinking cream somewhere in her house. The neighbor above you has a drum of vaginal shrinking cream somewhere. The neighbor below you has a vaginal drum of shrinking cream in her room. In an apartment, you're in a business place, you're at work. The chick still got the stink of mint around her cunt, the special stink, I guess. It's a kind of a strong, lingering mint you can smell in your nose. That's what he said. Chick at work, she's got the lingering stench of mint around her cunt because she took 12 goddamn inches in her fuckhole all night long. Now she comes back to work. As I've often said, whenever you see a chick, dude, whenever you see a bitch, understand that she has come within 15 minutes of seeing you. 15 fucking minutes of seeing you. Think of that. It doesn't matter if you're at work. If you're at work, just go divide the 15 minutes into an 8-hour shift. That'll tell you how many times she's come to be there. They use it as a fucking tranquilizer. They need to come every 15 fucking minutes. Now think of this. Her eyes are rolled back like a shark eating a triggerfish. Her fucking legs are shaking. Her goddamn nipples are rock hard. Her tits are bouncing up and down. Her rolled back and watering fucking eyes. Maybe she's farting. And then 15 minutes later, she's standing by you. Hey, what are you up to? How you doing? Oh, nothing, Sheila. How you been? Oh, I've been fine. You know, my mom, she broke her right arm, and she had to have it in a cast, but they had to put a pin into it. Oh, really? Really? Is that something? Shut up. Shut up, you ugly, lying fucking whore. You owe $55,000 in debt, and they've got collection agencies all over you. Your 3-car payments to 4-car payments from paying your fucking car. You've been in a court of law 10 goddamn times. You probably got herpes or gonorrhea or syphilis. Shut your lying mouth. There she is. How you been? Oh, I've been fine. Now here's you answering. How you been, Norman? Well, you know, I've been good. I've been watching television on my big flat screen TV. I just bought an 85-incher, and then I had Hamburger Helper, and I'll tell you what, I bought the sirloin, ground sirloin, and I put it in the Hamburger Helper. It's been incredible. Now, I thought that if I went leaner, it would taste worse because there's not as much fat. But I went leaner with a Hamburger Helper, instead of like me going with a standard hamburger with a lot of fat into it, ground chuck or ground something like that. I went with a leaner, and boy, was it good. Afterward, I fixed a fucking handle on my reclining chair, and I don't know why I went to sleep and I woke up at 4 in the morning, ready to go, and went out to the doghouse. You know, 5 of the shingles on Duke's doghouse are loose. That's what you're saying. That's the fuck what you're saying. What you're saying is honest shit delivered by a fucking man. That's in your mind. That's how you operate. But her, it's a totally different story. What'd you do over the weekend? Oh, nothing. You know what old nothing means? It means she fucked 6 African Americans and gave 6 fucking or 9 more blowjobs to 9 immigrants from Mexico. That's what it means when she's talking there. She doesn't care where the dick comes from or the cum comes from. She wants dick! Vaginal shrinking cream, motherfucker. Isn't that bizarre? Isn't that disgusting? And you want this thing. You want to literally go after this thing. You got your fucking Ford Raptor or whatever you got. Your pickup truck cost you $75,000. And you're going out on a date with this whore, with this history, with this monstrous background. If you could play the film back of her life while you were there, you would just literally leave the car running, open the door at 55, and roll your body out and say, fuck it, I'm in real danger. Your odds are much better when you hit the road and roll for 100, 200 feet than it is with that bitch you're actually going to take out to the movies or take out to eat. Get out of there, motherfucker. I mean, get out of there, motherfucker. You're in danger, and I'm telling you're in danger. And I know danger. I fucking spent 18 months, honest to God, active duty in Viet fucking Nam. I know what goddamn danger is. On a Huey helicopter, I was a door gunner. 600 rounds a fucking minute. I know what danger is. Bringeth life, taketh life away. And man, I fucking bringeth a lot of life when I was in Vietnam because I fucked every goddamn chick in any rice paddy I fucking flew over. My guys would stop. I'd climb down a wooden ladder. I'd fuck everybody in a rice paddy and I'd save my dick for the best looking chick. And that's the one that got the full load. That's the kind of person I am. I'm caring. I'm sensitive. I'm giving. I'm always thinking how to better myself, how to better my situation. And so should you. Just something in cat passing I wanted to tell you. Vaginal shrinking cream is the biggest scam going on now. And the second biggest scam going on now related to vaginal shrinking cream would be a 3-wick candle. A 3-fucking-wick candle. Chicks buy them up like crazy. He told me the same thing. My friend I met at the Sioux Locks, and I didn't know this. He said 3-wick candles are being shipped at about 2/3 or 1/3 less than the fucking vaginal shrinking cream, but they're often in the same containers, big fucking 28-ton containers, steel shipping containers on top of the freighters, and they're 3-wick candles, and they go hand in hand. And why do they go hand in hand? Because a 3-wick candle is to disguise the stink of her pussy. Now look at a 3-wick candle. Bear with me just for this sec. A 3-wick candle has the sign of a V. It's a V. And no matter where you turn it, it has the image, the letter of a V. The 3 wicks equal a V. Now put your thumbs together and put your index fingers together and you've got a V. Now lower those down between your goddamn legs and you'll see that's pointing to the cunt. It's pointing to the cunt. It is the cunt. Some women actually cut their pubic hair like the look of a V, the letter V. It says V. That's what a 3-wick candle is. Now, the first fucking wick is used for what? A mildly smelling pussy. The second wick of a 3-wick candle is used if the pussy is a little bit strong. The third wick of the candle is used for extremely stenchous fucking pussies. They light all 3 candles, and they do that because you might be the catch. You might be the man they want. So they fucking ignite all 3 fucking wicks to disguise the stink of reality. Now, the pussy stinks, and the pussy is stretched all the fuck out like a big goddamn hole, honestly. And they're fibbing to you on all fronts. You can't smell the pussy, and you think she's got a tight pussy. Now, if it was the other way around, if you could smell the pussy, what would happen? You'd saw her goddamn head off with a hacksaw because of the stench. You don't like it. No man likes it. It's the most powerful odorous stink of fish in the planet, maybe in the universe. And now, you not only smell the pussy, but now, if you smelled the pussy and the pussy was loose, you found out both, the reality would be out. The cat would be out of the bag, so it disguises that. Romance, distraction, the stink, the odor, the shrinking creams going on down there. They go hand in hand. That's what a 3-wick candle is used for. They also make them always red, because red does what? Restaurants found this out a million years ago. If you use a red sign above your store, your establishment, a red neon sign, people get hungry. They make people hungry. And she wants you to be hungry for your cunt. She wants to control you with a hole, man. A fucking smelly hole in a shithole a half inch away from it. And you can be controlled. Now, you should be worried about that. Don't let that happen to you. You can be fucking controlled. One time I dated a woman, this is years ago, but I've had the experience that I have today. And I dated a woman, I don't know what, I was sick for about 3 days. She called me on the phone and said she was getting married, and I thought we had some kind of plan going on. It was upsetting to me. I was in bed for 3 or 4 days. Now, this happens to many, many men because they weren't fucking schooled like I'm trying to school people now. Now, I feel like I'm schooling people as to the hazards of what could happen. But I was sick for about 5 or 6 days. Now, I had a stepfather, but I loved him with all my heart. He was the greatest man I ever met. Honest to God, I could start crying right now, fuckstick. Never met my father. And he was the greatest man in the world. He came into my bedroom. And he sat on my bed, and this is all he said. Now, my dad didn't talk like this. My father never talked like this. He was a classy man, wore big wool fucking coats in the winter, cashmere coats. And he sat on my bed, and he said, you know something, Norman? I said, what, Dad? I just love the shit out of him. He said, you know, the asshole on a woman is only about a half inch or less away from the pussy. That's all he said. You know that I heard a fucking bell go off? Ding! I heard a fucking bell. Something changed in me dramatically. I don't know why. It was kind of a crude thing to say. It was kind of coarse and raw. But the fucking thing was like a recipe, a magical recipe, much like the Christian Bible. The Christian Bible has the Lord's Prayer. And what is the Lord's Prayer? It's nothing but a fucking recipe, a master plan, a formula that you can recite and things will happen. I mean, he's telling you right there. It's mathematics. It's the same thing. My father said, you know, the vagina, Norman, is only a half inch away from a woman's asshole. And this bell, this monumental moment, this ding, I had ringing ears going on, I had a headache, I hadn't slept, and everything changed. Within 15 to 20 minutes of that moment, I was in the bathtub looking at my dick, and there was my friend, there was my life, there I could start the fuck again and restart up the fucking reboot the computer, I guess, with a new fucking RAM or ROM or whatever it is. I could reboot it, and it worked. You know, Norman, the half inch, the pussy, the vagina is only a half inch away from the asshole. And I think he said asshole. It just came out so wonderful. And I came to, and I never looked back. It was an incredible moment. You can do that too. If you ever find yourself like that, you can use the same fucking formula. It's like the Lord's Prayer, only it's the different type of Lord's Prayer, a different type of magic that'll work on you and get you right out of that problem. Vaginal shrinking cream, man. Vaginal shrinking cream and fucking candles. I recently knew that. I had something happen just recently. I was at a woman's house, and she said, I get a lot of women up here. I live in upper northern Michigan. I live on 100 acres, and they come looking for me. They come looking for me like a gunfighter. They come looking because I got a massive dick. I got 15.5 pounds in my pants, and they want that. Even if they can't house that between their legs, they want it. They want to be able to see it. They want to be able to conquer it. They come up to it, and they clutch it, and they hug it, and they kiss it and look at it, and they hold it near their cheeks because it is the king. It's the master. They know that they're looking at a real idol, which is the penis, and they want it. They just, even if they can't take it, they just want to hold it and hug it and kiss it and squeeze it. There it is. Dun, 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 this dick, and they feel humbled, and they just want to sit there cowering in your presence. I got a big dick, and I know that because a friend of mine was a cocaine salesman years ago. He's dead now, and he had a cocaine scale, a mechanical scale at his place. He used to put the coke on his kids' shoulders on these big wool coats when he sold to a client. He had two kids, and the kids would walk in with the coke mixed into the coat. It was like big wool coats, cashmere coats. And they would come in, the two kids, with little tiny battery-powered vacuums. The client would vacuum up the coke and pay the kid, and the kid would leave and bring the dad the money. It was really clever. But he had a fucking cocaine scale, a mechanical cocaine scale, and I was standing there once. And I asked him, you know, can I weigh my dick on your mechanical cocaine scale? He said, yeah, sure, Norman, but there's some residue on the scale. It's going to be in your cock. Now, when he said that, his sister, which was in the room, I don't know how old she was. Hey, 14 fucking, I don't really know. I can't remember. Big goddamn drums, jugs bouncing and jiggling from her fucking chest, her big fucking ass cakes. She was turned on just being in the room with me. I could see it. You can see it easily. You can see it, especially if they're wearing, say, leggings or something like that. You can see their snatch has already been dripping fucking vaginal fluid for 15, 18 minutes, this big lubricant. What does lubricant imply? Lubricant implies that something is going to be squeezed into a hole and might need an additional assistance to get this thing into the hole. That's why a woman's pussy gets wet, because it wants to take this thing so badly. It works in itself. It's autonomous. It doesn't need her permission. The pussy just wants a dick in it, and that's the truth. When I put my fucking dick on the scale, it said 15.5 pounds. I thought, holy shit, man, 15.5 pounds, that's a freak. When I was younger, I couldn't do anything. I had to get out of fucking gym class. I had to get out of swimming class because my dick was so goddamn big. And I didn't want to show anybody that. I used to wear these big fucking hammer pants, fucking, what was his name? Goddamn, a hammer. He was a fucking singer. I used to wear those to hide my dick. When I put my dick on the scale, his sister came over and licked all the coke off my dick. It was like a porn movie. It was like something out of a movie, something out of a novel, something you can only imagine happening. It was incredible. I can still see her licking my pud, my fuck stick, licking it, and I'm looking down at her, and she's looking at me, and we had this moment. It was incredible. I don't know what happened to her now. Big fucking head like a basketball. Big fucking tuna neck. Who knows what happened to her asshole so big she's got to wear fucking Depends underwear. Most chicks after fucking 35 or 40, did you know this? They urinate in her drawers all the time. You need to know that shit. And most chicks you meet haven't shit for 3 or 4 goddamn months. They're so goddamn impacted they can't think. Walking around with loads of shit in them. And yet they still have this attitude of they don't need you. Man, lady, you're filled with shit. You're impacted bigger than Elvis was impacted. Your shit goes all the way to the end of your colon, and your colon's 15 feet long. Please don't give me attitude. First, I'm going to take it, and we're going to get a fucking enema, and we're going to enema out your asshole. We're going to get some suction and pumps and clean out that asshole because I want to fuck you, and I don't want you to blow up and be covered in goddamn shit. So recently, with this chick, and she invited me to her house up here in Upper Northern Michigan. I live on 100 acres. It's surrounded by national protected forest, state land, all protected. We have 1.6 million acres of fucking forest in Michigan. If you don't like forest, if you don't like sand dunes, if you don't like lakes, rivers, streams, if you don't like all that shit, mountains, we even have mountains here called the Porkies. I mean, this state has everything unlike other states. I'd never live anywhere else. And the chicks here, especially where I live, are super fucking horny. I mean, beyond goddamn horny. I got a submarine near me. I can walk to it. It's an actual sub, World War II. It had been buried in the dirt. Full submarine from the fucking World War II era. An inventor put it on his property. And inside this sub, you go down the conning tower. Only the conning tower is sticking out of the ground. It's hidden. It's camouflaged. You go down into the sub and it's filled with bitches. These red lights are on, and from one end of the sub to the other end of the sub, there's just chicks in there like they're on fucking, like it's an opium den, though there's no drugs being used. It's a sound coming out of the speakers that this dude worked on. I can walk from one end of the sub to the other, and all I see is wet fucking panties, and panties that are pulled off, and smell the stench of pussy from one end to the other. And man, that's when you really learn about pussy. You learn what it is, how it's used, what they're doing with it. And once you know that, you know the secret. Gets right back. That's where I live. That's the kind of thing that I live in and like to live by. Chicks here are specially horny. They're more natural. They're more interested in the forest, in the woods, in the streams, and rivers, and creeks. And the amount of fucking orange-haired women, and that's probably 80% of why I live here, is monumental. I'm not talking about some bitch in some shithole you live in, some burned out coal mining town, some place with one fucking saloon, one bar, and everybody in there's got fake dyed fucking hair. I'm not talking about that. There's chicks in Michigan everywhere with real orange hair. I don't know why they call them redheads. They're the best humps in the world, fuckstick. I mean the best. When you're gripping onto a white-skinned, orange-haired chick, she's with you 1,000%, some bitch from Ireland, something like that, real ones. They're really with you. They're connected, man. That white skin, your skin, you're melding into this thing of orangeness and pinks and whites. It's really beautiful. It's like a goddamn piece of art on a wall stuck in a basement somewhere that no one's seen for 100 years. It has that kind of feel. I fuck orange-haired women all the time. And if I couldn't fuck him, if my dick didn't work, I'd use a strap-on to fuck him. I don't care. I just want to fuck him in any way possible. That's the person I am. So I got this woman up here, and she says to me, yeah, come on over. I know what that means, come on over. So I come on over. Now, when I come on over to her house, she tells me that while she was walking on one of the trails up here, and there's a billion of them, and they're dangerous because the woods are so thick. People often get killed. People often go missing. They don't know where they are. We got shitloads of brown bears and black bears. We got wolverines. We got all kinds of stuff. We got bald eagles. We got fucking raptors. I mean, there's all sorts of ways to die here. We got Mississauga rattlers. They're rattlesnakes. We got all kinds of deadly spiders. So she says, come on over. When I come over to her house, she says, yeah, how you doing, Norm? She gives me bourbon. And she's in this fantastic outfit. She listens to these recordings like other bitches do, and then they figure they got my secret, that I've somehow lost my way or something, and they can get this stuff out of what I talk about and then present it to me, and it's an easy fuck because they want me. They don't want to work, man, and they think, hey, I can get with Norm and shit. Wow, fucking A, man. It's some pussy and a dick and connected and intertwined. I don't really know how far it goes in their mind. When I come into her house, she says, yeah, look what I got here. I call him Flappy. I said, Flappy? And she shows it to me. She brings it up in a towel. And I say, what is it? She says, it's a baby pigeon. I found it on the side of the trail that I was walking on. And I look at it, and it's a baby pigeon. She said, I've been feeding it. It eats sunflower seeds and all kinds of other millet and other seeds. She told me what the seeds were. When she opens up the towel, the fucking towel is completely coated in bird shit. Just completely coated in bird shit. She says, yeah, come on in here, Norm. I got some bourbon for you. We'll sit and talk a while and things like that. Well, that's what you do before you start fucking. You know that. And I went into the kitchen. When I went into the kitchen, her bird, Flappy, that she found on the fucking side of the trail, the pigeon, the baby pigeon, I don't know what happened to it. When I go in there and she puts the bourbon down, there's shit all over the goddamn top of the table, the kitchen table. When she gives me the fucking little whiskey, the shot glass, there's shit on the side of the shot glass. She pours the bourbon in the glass like it's no big deal. Here it is. There's your shot, Norm. Enjoy. Want another? I happily give it to you. And then another and another and another. And we're drunk and when we're fucking. That's why they use alcohol. She gives me the shot glass. I drink it down, but I aim the shit away from me. Now, as I'm drinking the shot glass, she comes up to me with the fucking bird and uses her other hand and starts playing with my dick. She starts moving her hand from the front of my dick, the top of it, all the way to my asshole. That's what women like to do. If you ever had that happen, they just like to do that. And as she's rubbing my balls, my dickhead to the back of my balls, the bird shits all over my pants. My left leg is out and there's shit all over it. She says, yeah, come on with me, Norm. As she's walking, there's shit all over the fucking rug, and as she's walking, it's making crunching sounds, like you're walking on fucking cereal, crumbled cereal, chunks of cereal. It's just crunching sounds because there's shit everywhere. It's kind of a turnoff. It's more than kind of a turnoff. It's kind of a big turnoff. We go into her bedroom. She says, yeah, there's my bedroom, Norm, and how do you like it? And I say, that's really nice. Big glass window that looks out, and you can see a lake in the distance. And everywhere you are in Michigan, there's some kind of body of water. You look out the window. There's shit all over the fucking window because her fucking Flappy, the pigeon, has been standing on the curtain rod and shitting on the window. There's just streaks of shit all over the place. She shows me a picture of her grandmother. She says, that's my grandmother. We look alike. Everybody says how beautiful she was. It looks like an old fucking bag to me who went 10, 20 rounds with Mike Tyson or Jake LaMotta or whoever. And there's shit all over the goddamn frame. Now, before I know what's going on, she's undoing my belt. She's undoing my belt, and I'm playing with her pussy. I've got my two fingers out, and my two fingers, I'm rubbing them between her legs. She's standing up with her panties, and I'm trying to turn around. There's her shithole, her brown eye. There's her cunt. I'm just moving it back and forth and back and forth and playing with her clit. I don't really know why I have to get somebody off. I know that's how it works, but I mean, you got to get them off. You got to play with her genitals, her shithole there. There's her cunt. All kinds of stuff has come out of it. I'm playing with that. She's playing with my fuck stick. My balls are down there. Big bag of bubbling cum. It's kind of fucking laughable and shit and bizarre, but that's the way I guess it is. You can't change it. So as I'm rubbing between her crotch, she's holding on to the bird, and I'm holding the left side of her body, and the bird shits all over my wrist. Before we know what's going on, I'm on top of the table. We're on the table, and she's got her rear aimed at me. I kind of like that. Everybody likes that. Every man, I guess, likes that. She lays on her back, but I turn her over. I don't even pull her panties off because, and I pull this fucking like dress she had on, like something Mia Farrow wore. That was Woody Allen's wife in the fucking Rosemary's Baby. It's like a pregnancy dress or something and short, but it's not. I pull it back up to her fucking shoulders and I ram my cock right through her panties. That's the kind of dick power I have. Just tears right through. Now, someone told me years ago, I don't know if it's true, that the manufacturers of panties for women, this particular type of panty, the fabric isn't like 500 fucking count of fabric or weave on it. It's like a nothing weave, like a fucking 10 count or a 20 count. You can just ram your cock right through their fucking panties. That's what I like to do. I hear the ripping sound, and I sort of equate it to like a hymen being torn to shreds. Like there's a big hymen in there. It's like a fucking pepperoni. It's like a hymen. And I hear that ripping sound as I ram my cock through her panties. And I can hear this tearing sound. It's like I've just torn a virgin, just ripped her fucking hymen out. And now I'm going to pound away. Now as I put my dick through her fucking back of her ass, she's still holding the pigeon. But then it's so sensual, so sexually exciting. I understand this, that she releases her hand, the grip on her hand, the muscles in her hand, her brain sends some signal and it releases her hand. The pigeon, fucking Flappy goes in the air. And as Flappy is flying around, I'm like pulling my cock out like a porn movie. I'm pulling my cock out. I'm watching my cock go in the hole. I'm pulling my cock out because my cock is 15.5 pounds. It's a long cock. I don't know what it is. 13 and 14 inches. As you age, your cock shrinks. So as I pull my cock out, Flappy shits. And when Flappy shits, their shit hits my cock point blank like he had a computer or radar or a military fucking headquarters. And they were these pre-planned drops, these fucking pinpoint fucking bombing sessions. It shits right on my goddamn dick, which is kind of a turnoff. No, I don't want to stop. So I took my hand to just flip the shit off. I don't think she'd ever see it. And the shit flew through the air and hit the front of her fridge and stuck there as I was fucking. Now, this bird did this again and again. And as I'm holding on to her upper thighs and I got my thumb into her asshole, both my thumbs, the bird shits on top of her ass cheeks, not once, but many times. It just shits and shits and shits and shits. It's flapping around. She's saying Flappy and trying to, like, somehow she can control me. Flappy, don't do that. Flappy, you know, she's getting close to orgasm. Flappy, stop shitting. Flappy, treat our guests. Flappy, stop that. As she's doing that, this Flappy, stop that fucking, stop that. Her voice starts to change. Flappy. And she comes. When she comes, honest to God, the bird shits like a fucking sortie or whatever they call these missions. The bird shits all over her back, all over my dick. I'm holding my dick. The cream's still coming out. He shits in the hand and I'm holding the fucking dick in. There's just shit everywhere. Is Flappy flies around the goddamn room. Flappy, she got real fucking like she was drunk, like she had been drugged with a dart, some kind of fucking animal tranquilizer. Flappy, Flappy, and she's coming in this big goddamn moan. It's one of the bizarrest fucks I ever had. I had something happen to me like that similar years ago when I was in a city in New York City. She had a parakeet named Benny and there was shit all over the place, but it was never like this. This thing just kept shitting and shitting and shitting. And I can still see me flicking the shit off my cock. And I thought even I was doing as I was doing that. I mean, what won't you do, Norman? I mean, what situation have you gotten yourself into now? I mean, does this happen to other people? Can there be shit on their fuck stick as they're jamming in and out of this woman's fuck hole? Can there be like that? Now, I'm so good at fucking. Maybe you are just the same way. As I fuck, I can go into the asshole and never miss a beat. My dick's going in and out of her fuck hole. And then I can just quickly have this mental notion, this mental image, this directive from my mind to my muscles and my nervous system. And I can take my dick with my mind and my dick will go into the shithole perfectly. And I'll drive it home. Then I'll pull it out. Then I'll be able to take my dick and put it in her asshole. I'm not talking with my hand and into her cunt. I'm not talking with my hand. I'm talking mental power. It's like I have the ability to somehow move the degrees. The degrees, I wonder why I stuttered on that. The degrees of my cock, like a crane or something, like a backhoe, I can move the degrees mentally and cram it in her shithole. And I can cram it in her fuckhole. I mean, cram it in her cunt, cram it in her shithole, her brown eye, her stink star, cram it in her cunt, just with mental ability. Now, when I'm done fucking, it's incredible. I know I did good, because when she got up, she tried to reach for Flappy, and she almost passed out. She almost fell over. Flappy's still flying in the air. As she reached in the air, she thought she could reach for Flappy, but she couldn't because she was so fucking bull-legged that she had dropped 12 or 14 inches in height because of the bull-legged stance she now had. Instead of being able to reach and grab onto Flappy, this fucked-up, shitting, flying thing, instead of being able to do that, she clutched onto some fucking cabinet to the right because she was so goddamn bull-legged. Man, she was, snot was coming from her nose, her fucking mouth. She was, could had trouble speaking. She was slurring her speech. But that's the kind of fucking I do. That's what fucking is. It's not playing tennis or some shit like that, or playing fucking take out my wrenched ankle. It isn't any shit like that. It's a fucking active physical sport, and somebody has to win. There has to be a goddamn winner. Looking at my cock and going in and out, seeing this shit there, it was all kind of screwy, but it was really relaxing. It was really fun. I made this moaning sound I can't tell you about here, because this is a man show, and I can't go fruity on you. This isn't for fucking fruits, fuck stick. This is a fucking man's kind of thing. I'm not going to tell you the moan I made. I mean, the moan I made, it was a deep, just was a very deep coming. I think there was a giant load in my ball sack, and this was a seasoned load. And it was more interested in coming out. It wanted to vacate my ball sack. I don't know what it was, but the moaning sound I made even seemed to disturb Flappy as she was flying through the fucking kitchen. I mean, it even seemed to disturb this wild animal, this pigeon, with the shit everywhere. It seemed to disturb it, like it had, like maybe if there is a Sasquatch, this fucking bird had heard that, and it made it nervous, like it made its mom nervous, it nervous. Did it just hear the squall, the squeal, the fucking moan of a Sasquatch? And he looked really alarmed. I mean, he landed over where she keeps her mail. It's this wooden box, looks homemade, and the mail's in it. He landed there, and he shit all over it. It was just shit all over the goddamn place. Now, who would do that? And see, I would never do that. When I once was with a bird, a guy that had a bird years ago, I once took the bird he had. It was very noisy. He had to go out for work. I took the bird he had and I screwed it into an end of a 12 gauge fucking shotgun. It was a pump. I think it held 5 shells. It was a Remington. It was a pump, full choke. And I screwed that bird. I put him into the front of the hole of the shotgun, and then I screwed him in, and his feet were going everywhere. He didn't like this, but this fucking thing kept me awake all goddamn night while I was there. It was a party session. It was just couldn't take no fucking more. And I went out to the front, out his door, and I pulled the trigger on the gun, and that fucking problem was solved. There was no more noise, no nothing. And I remember the person I was standing with, a piece of the bird's meat stuck on their face. And I said, sorry about that. You know, let's go back in the house, man. You want to fucking smoke a bowl? What do you want? Fucking smoke a bill? I got fresh needles from my heroin. What do you want to do? Let's go back in the house. Problem fucking solved. And then we went back in the house, continued to fucking party.
Hang on, will ya?
Because that's the kind of shit I do. That's the kind of life I lead. That's the world that I'm in that you're not in. Fuck stick.
You've been listening to the one and only
Augustinus!
My dick is enormous. There is no escape.
We meet at the big clock.
in cyberspace. It's dark out there in cyberspace. It's scary out there in cyberspace. You're out there in cyberspace. You're frozen with fear. You don't know what to do. You're looking up. You're looking down. You're looking to the right. You're looking to the left. It's windy out. You don't know what to do. You're frozen. Till eventually and quite abruptly, you hear this distant chiming clock in the background, and you follow the chiming clock until it gets louder and louder and louder, eventually bringing you upon this brightly illuminated place in cyberspace. There are thousands of people there. They're holding hands, they're smiling, they've been waiting for you. There's that thing that brought you to this place in the first place. It's a tower, 100-150 feet tall, brown bricks, tan mortar, way at the top of this tower is a glass bezel. It's a clock. It's backlit. And above that is this chimey bell-like thing that brought you to this place in the first place. And you know why you're at this place in the first place. You're here to clear out your pains, your frustrations, your aches, your woes, your disappointments, your hurts. The person that died on you, the ramen noodles you're sick of eating, the credit cards you can't pay off, the apartment you can't pay for, the house you think you'll maybe never own, the bitch who left you, the guy who left you. You're here to clear all those pains and frustrations out. And how do we do that? Well, the moment you heard my voice, you were instantly and automatically filled up with this highly absorbent orange-colored solution. It's been inside your body sloshing about this entire recording. And now, at the end of this recording, we lie you gently down. We pop the corks in your toes. And all of that highly absorbent orange-colored solution comes gushing out of your body. Look at it. It's forming a small mini lake alongside you. It's orange colored. It's rusty. It stinks. It's toxic. We shake your feet, getting out the last drops of highly absorbent orange colored solution and replace the corks in your toes. You can't believe how good you feel. You feel like you can go on another second, another minute, another day, another hour, another year, maybe infinitely. It doesn't matter that a friend of yours is making $250,000 a year and lives in $1 million house. It doesn't matter that another friend of yours has got the best looking bitch you've ever seen, or another friend of yours has the best looking dude you've ever seen. None of that shit matters. All that matters is how good you feel right now. You know you can feel this good anytime you want to. Anytime you're in duress, anytime you feel like you can't go on another second, all you gotta do is think of the big chiming clock in cyberspace, where you meet your pal, your friend, Norm Augustinus. And instantly, and almost automatically, you'll feel refreshed and clear. You know the best part of this recording, the most important part of this recording, at least to me, is that for 1 hour, we were friends. Friend, I enjoyed myself. I hope you did too. Write me, normaugustinus@gmail.com.
Tune in again for another exciting episode from the amazing mind of Norm Augustinus.
Dear Anne, I have come up with an amazing woman's product. I have designed this product for big business women who are on big business trips. While big business women are traveling, they stay in big business women's fancy hotels. And sometimes these big business women get super horny for a man's third leg. It's an emergency. They want dick, and they want it now. Their full lips are trembling, and so are their goose-pimpled thighs. While they are in their hotel room studying boring business papers, they start thrashing their wanton hips. The woman wants enormous, untamed dick with pulsating purple veins. And what does this big business woman do when she needs to feel a long, thick, pink cylinder lodged deep inside her fuck hole? No problem. I have designed an emergency cunt kit that includes a 6-ounce packet of plaster of Paris and a 2-ounce packet of pink food coloring. My kit also comes with a fast-dissolving, concentrated dick stink pill. All a big businesswoman has to do is mix the plaster of Paris with water and then add the packet of pink food coloring. Once this concoction is mixed, the woman can drop the dick stink pill into the mix. The dick stink pill will make the woman think she is handling an actual sweaty, rock-hard, and ready dick. And all a woman has to do is remove the cardboard toilet paper roll from the bathroom and pour my mix into the cardboard toilet paper roll. In 60 minutes, the Plaster of Paris emergency dick is ready. Simply remove the cardboard roll and the big business woman is now in possession of a wide, pink, stumpy dick. The dickhead will not be round like a real dick. However, using an emery board, the big business woman can file the end of the Plaster of Paris pink dick into any shape she wants. And all women have an emery board in their purse. When the big business woman comes, all she has to do is throw the pink Plaster of Paris dick out her hotel room window. Everyone that sees it will think it's a giant school eraser, unless they smell it. At that point, they will know that the pink eraser has nothing to do with erasing pencil lines. The finder will know that the pink eraser was inside a cunt, and they will throw it and run. I gotta go. You were always good to bounce ideas off of. Get back to me. I miss you. Love, Norman. P.S. I bumped into your big-titted little sister at the Little League Baseball Diamond at Bay Point Park. She is a volunteer umpire. Strapped to her sides are canvas bags filled with extra baseballs. The Little League Baseball game was about ready to begin. However, when your big-titted little sister saw me, she gestured for me to meet her under the portable aluminum bleachers. While we were 69ing one another, I jammed the extra baseballs into her cunt. And then I flipped her over onto her stomach, and I hammered out her shithole with my giant schlong. As I moved my cock in and out of her shithole, I could feel the baseballs that I had jammed into her cunt. It was bumpy and seemed so wrong, but it felt real good. When we stood up, all the baseballs fell out of her cunt. Afterward, we drank Coca-Cola, and then the game started.
Attention, Little League Baseball game attendees. This is Baloney Pony, the district league manager. Ladies and gentlemen, right now we have a large paper bag filled with official league baseballs that have been inside the umpire's cunt. Folks, these things smell like pussy. I've been told that the pussy juices have sunk deep into the baseball and have permeated the cork sphere in the center of the baseball. Take a gander at the umpire. Ain't she pretty? Luscious thighs, enormous tits, full lips, and man, just look at that ass. When you purchase one of these baseballs, it's like you're inside our umpire's young tight cunt. These baseballs are limited, but you can buy one right now for only $9.99. I'm smelling pussy right now, and you could be too. If you've got plugged sinuses, they won't be plugged for long. One sniff will do ya. Ooh-wee. Buy one right now. Hurry. This has been Baloney Pony, the district league manager. That is all.
Fuck. 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 Fuck.
Women are constipated 3 times more than men.
When you're walking down the halls and your balls hit the walls, it's a rupture.
Dick!